you have a whole range of ways that you can engage the audience. And so I wrote a book that's got over 90 different ways that you can engage and interact with the audience so that, you know, they're having a good time, you're having a good time, and they take away what main message that you have for them. One of the things that you can do is engage the people even before they walk into the room. And there's so many different technology tools out there. You can send an email saying, what's your biggest challenge? What's your biggest concern about this topic that we're going to be talking about? Or send an audio blast out, you know, an audio recording with an email. Or put a little vignette on YouTube as kind of a precursor of, you know, here's what you're going to see. If you have any questions or you have any comments, you know, send them to me. I think that that a lot of people, at least the younger, including the younger generation, but I think, you know, people like me, I'm in the boomer generation. I like to be included too, but I'm just not used to being asked. You know, the younger folks are actually almost insistent that you do reach out to them. You know, and you can pick up the phone, you can call, you can send out a web survey, you can do a lot of different things to find out what's on people's mind, so that you're not making it about you, you're making it about them. They've got a hand in crafting your presentation because you bring in their question. Well, you know, Stone from High Velocity Radio said, you know, he wanted to know X, Y, and Z, and, you know, Stone's sitting there in the audience going, hey, they're talking about me. I had a hand in that. That's what people want, and they also want to feel connected to you. So just by reaching out, they may not even answer you, but they at least feel like, oh, they cared, they connected, I'm real curious about what they're going to say now. So it's like a warm connection versus, hey, there's the speaker, I don't even know who they are.